We're on the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Where it says like this, Bishlomo lebar kapara, ki asnai yorebi lididei, aliva de Reb Shimon. According to Bar Kapara, right, he held, why did Reb Chiya make the mistake? Bar Kapara said that when Rebbe taught me that you're only chayiv one in even the case of Isser Kolel or Basachas, right, he taught me that according to Reb Shimon. And Reb Chiya made a mistake, and on Kiasniya of Rebbe Chiya, leave it Reb Yosef. And Reb Yossi, who said Yochai Shtayim, he taught him that according to Reb Yossi. And Reb Chiya made a mistake and thought that he was telling him even according to Reb Shimon. El Reb Chiya bar Kapora Shkuri Meshakim. According to Reb Chiya, right, what Reb Chiya holds it even according to Reb Shimon, Yochai Shtayim, by an Isser Basachas, or according to the other sheet, an Isser Mosi. So, what did Bar Kapora think? Who is he talking to? Rebbe obviously didn't teach him Chayiv Achas in these cases. So did Reb Chiya hold that Bar Kapora was lying? He never heard from Rebbe what he said? Omer l'chor Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya said, no, I'll explain to you what happened. How I understand Bar Kapora made a mistake. Why he made a mistake. What happened was the following. Ki asnaya Rebbe lididei tarte liftur. Asnaya. Rebbe only taught what's it called Bar Kapora two cases where you're only chayiv one according to Reb Shimon. See Rashi, because Rashi explains it. Where it says Bishlom le Bar Kapora Motzi l'trutze l'gmori v'gmori d'Reb Chiya. Bar Kapora can explain what he heard from Rebbe. He can also explain what Reb Yossi heard and why he made a mistake. L'meimar ki asnayim Rebbe p'tur alivad Reb Shimon. When what's it called, Rebbe taught that you're only chayiv achas, right? He taught it according to Reb Shimon. Ki asnayim Reb Chiya chiyuva, and when he taught Reb Chiya, when Reb Chiya heard you chayiv shtayim, that was according to Reb Yossi. Reb Chiya hu detar v'savar the Rebbe alivad Reb Shimon asnayim. And Reb Chiya made a mistake and thought that Rebbe was telling him Yochai Shtayim even according to Reb Shimon. That was the mistake. That's why Reb Chiya made a mistake. But Rebbe really held that according to Reb Shimon, you're only Chayiv one. And when he said Yochayiv two, he was talking in Reb Yossi. That's how Bar Kapora will explain what he heard from Rebbe and what Reb Chiya heard from Rebbe and why Reb Chiya made a mistake. But according to Reb Chiya, that he holds that Rebbe taught him in Reb Shimon that Yochai Shtayim. So surely according to Reb Yossi Yochai Shtayim, right? So what did Bar Kapora, how did Rebbe teach Bar Kapora Chayiv Achas? According to who? Not according to Reb Shimon or according to Reb Yossi. So he must think that Bar Kapora Bechlal made it up. Rebbe never said such a thing. So when Bar Kapora said that he heard from Rebbe, you're only Chayiv Echad, couldn't be, because Rebbe didn't hold such a thing. Rebbe held that both according to Reb Shimon and according to Reb Yossi are Chayiv Shtayim. The Chishkuri Meshaker Bar Kapora, the Lo Asnaya Rebbe Ptura Klal, was what's it called Bar Kapora lying? Because Rebbe never said this. Omer Lecha Reb Chiya, so Reb Chiya says, no, I'll tell you what the mistake was, what happened. Why Bar Kapora said what he said, and why he thought he heard it from Rebbe. Crazy. Vali Bar Kapora lo meshaker. Elotoy. He's not lying. He made a mistake. The Rebbe Vali Ptura Asnaya velo bekulu el betarte. Right? Rebbe said Yochayiv Achas in two cases. Okay, which two cases? Bezor Shishimesh b'Shabbos u'balmum Shishimesh b'Tumah. The Mashkachas bein al yedei kolel Bein al yedei basachas k'domer le'el. Those two cases you could learn, they're talking b'kolel, right, where they didn't happen at the same time, or you could learn both of those cases that they happened at the same time. Okay? And what's it called, now, let's go on, what was the mistake? So he only told him those two cases. He didn't tell him the case of Zor Sha'ocha Malika. That case Rebbe didn't say. That we'll see bar kapara added on his own. Right? And that's the cases where he said you only chayiv achas, and he was talking in the case where it was an isur kolel. There, Reb Shimon holds the isur kolel ain't isur chalis. Okay. The isur kolel asnaya. And he was talking in a case where they didn't happen together, but they happened one after the other. And Reb Shimon holds, Rebbe held in Reb Shimon that in an Isser Kolel you only chayiv one. And Reb Yossi holds you chayiv two by Isser Kolel. Valibud Reb Shimon. Right, but by Basachas, there even Reb Shimon, Rebbe holds even Reb Shimon is Modi chayiv two. Because it's not Isser Chal Isser, both Isserim Chal together. Okay. The Chazil Bar Kapor Lazor Shocha Malika, Va'aided the Damula or Vabadayu. And when Bar Kapara heard from Rebbe these two cases, right, so he said, I got a third case that's similar to them. A Zor who all ate Malika's Kohani. Similar to the case of Zor Shemesh B'Shabbos or Balmum Shemesh B'Tuma. Similar case. And he didn't think into it well enough to see that they're not similar. Because those cases are Isser Kolel. And this one can't be kolel. This one can only be basachas. Both things happen at the same time. And there, Rebbe didn't hold that Yochayiv one. There, he held in Reb Shimon Yochayiv two. But Bar Kapara got mixed up, and he said that these two cases Yochayiv one. Then in this case, the same thing, same idea, right? It's two isurim, similar kind of case. And he mixed them together. And when he learned it over, he always mentioned the three cases, thinking that Rebbe taught him all three. Right, then he reviewed what he learned, and he thought that Rebbe taught him all three, and he looked at the third case of Zor Shocha Malika, and he said, that can't be Bekolo, that can only be Basachas. So if Rebbe taught me that Reb Shimon holds Yochai V'Achas in that case, it must be that Rebbe held that, according to Reb Shimon, Afilu B'Basachas, you only Chayiv one. And that's what he said, that even in that case, you only Chayiv one. That's what Bar Kapara reported in the name of Rebbe. Okay? V'sover midahaba basachas honomi basachas. Just like this case, basachas, you only chayiv one. The other two also are not talking the kolel. They're talking even basachas. Like the Gemara said, the guy cut his finger and became bar mitzvah at the same time. Or he was tummy and became bar mitzvah, right, on Shabbos. They're all basachas. All the cases are basachas. And still, Reb Shimon holds one. So he learned it from the third case, which he thought Rebbe taught him, which he himself added without thinking. That's how he made his mistake. With the Hanach Liftur, Hanach Lami Liftur, just like here is only one Chatas, there also only one. So therefore, and that's what's it called, that's how Bar Kapara made his mistake. He added the case without thinking it's similar. Rashi, why is it similar? Rashi says, Ella Omer lechor Rabbi Chia Vavi bar Kapara lemashaker Ella toy to Rabbi Vavi pturas nai velo bekula betarte bezor shishimish b'shabbos and balmum shishimish b'tuma the mishtakach bein ali they kol bein ali they basachas kolam leel. Rabbi only taught Bar Kapara two of the cases, and they could be either kolel or basachas. And Rabbi meant the case of kolel, and that's where he said Reb Shimon is only mechayev one. But Rabbi never said to Bar Kapara that in the case of basachas you only chayiv one according to Reb Shimon. Then Bar Kapara came along, and without thinking, he said, you know, there's a third case that's like these. And he wasn't medayik whether it's basachas or kolel, it just sounds the same. The isur kolel asnam. Kolomer, hechid yisrami al yedei kolel asnam Rebbe Lepturah Rebbe Reb Shimon. Rebbe meant to teach Bar Kapara that in the case where they weren't chal at the same time, not basachas, kolel, there Reb Shimon holds only one. Okay? The Hechad is the Isramu B'Basachas, but in the case where they happened at the same time, like the Balmum that cut his finger and was Mutami at the same time, or the kid grew up on Shabbos, right, then Chiyuva, then Yechayiv too. Ava Malika lo asnai l'ptur klal. But Malika's only could be Basachas. Then Rebbe didn't tell Bar Kapara that case. Because in that case, Rebbe would hold Yechayiv too. So he never mentioned that case to him. The lo meshkachas lo bekolel lo basachas. The Hassan Reb Shimon Modi. There, Rebbe holds Reb Shimon holds two. The Chazi Bar Kapara Lazor Shocha Malika, the Dam Yelahu, can by kapara saw the case is similar of Zor Sharcha Malika. He wasn't medayik whether it's Kolil or Moshe. He just said, you know, it's a similar case. Why? To have nami bekodshim chada diyachayv alav tarte. Right? It's a thing. It's a case of kodshim where somebody is doing two different isurim that you could be chayv two or one. Similar case to the other two. So he learned them together. Then later on, he looked into it and he saw the third case can only be Isur Moshe. And he thought that Rebbe taught him that third case. Isur Basachas. Right? And he said, well, if that's the case, if Rebbe taught me all three cases and the last one can only be Basachas, then the other two, even if they're Basachas, is only Chayav one. That's where he made his mistake. But Rebbe never meant to say that Reb Shimon holds with Basachas, you only Chayav one. Vadi, you're Chayav two. And the case of Zor Shal Chamalika, even according to Reb Shimon, you're Chayav two. And the other two cases are only Chayav one if it's Yisr Kolel. They happen one after the other, not if they happen together. And that's where Bar Kappara made his mistake. The Orva Badai Leptura. The Chi Orva Lo Asik Adaite De Holo Mishtrake De Kolel. When he said the case, he didn't look into it deeply and see that that case can't be talking by Kolel. So he added that case. Then when he went looked it over again, he saw, hey, the third case can't be Kolel, can only be Basachas. And still, Rebbe taught me only Chayav one. So must be the other two cases the same thing. But he forgot that he's the one who added that third case, and Rebbe never taught him the third case. The Ayin Bol Acher Zman, Kishinaskayim Abiyado, V'hoyeshon Lishloshtam Biyachad, V'ashkach Delo Mesuk Me'elav Basachas. And then he looked and he saw that the last case of Zor Sharcha Malika can't be Bezachar Zed. It has to be Basachas. And still, he thought that Rebbe taught him that you only chayiv one. Must be the other cases also, Basachas, you only chayiv one. The Sovar, the Rebbe Asnaya. The Omar, Midahov Basachas, Uptura. Right, here's Basachas, you only chayiv one. Right, Hanachnami, Disnaya, Rebbe Uptura, Filo Hechad, Misrami, Basachas, Ashen. And that's why he made his mistake. Okay, Mesli. Zor sheshimesh b'Shabbos u'balmum sheshimesh b'tuma yesh kan mishum zoros u'mishum Shabbos u'mishum balmum u'mishum tuma. Give Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein kan ela mishum zoros u'balmum b'vad. We have a brisa that says the two cases, zor sheshimesh b'Shabbos and balmum sheshimesh b'tuma, that's where the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is. Right? Rabbi Shimon holds only one and Rabbi Yossi says two, and those could be even Isser Kolel. That's where they argue. The Ilu Malika Shari, but didn't mention the case of Malika. Exactly what Reb Chiya said, that Rebbe never said that third case of Malika, because that's Basachas. And Rebbe holds it by Basachas, even Reb Shimon holds Yechayiv too. Gemara says, Shari, right, the Ilu Malika Shari, Laman Shari, who did leave it out? Who doesn't the case of Malika go according to? Ilem of Reb Yossi, right, Hashtar Reb Yossi b'Yisr Kolel Mechayiv Shtayim b'Yisr Basachas Nivoya. Reb Yossi holds Yechayiv Shtayim even by Yisr Kolel Koshem b'Yisr Basachas. So Reb Yossi would hold that third case fits Yechayiv too. Elalav Reb Shimon who b'Yisr Kolel who departed avol b'Yisr Basachas Mechayiv to Yufta the Bar Kapara to Yufta. So from this brayso that we see clearly, not like Bar Kapara, that in a Hanami, when Rebbe said that Reb Shimon holds Yechayiv only one, was only by Yisr Kolel. And he never included the case of Zor Sheocha Malika, which is always Yisr Basachas. And that's why he didn't mention that last case, because it wouldn't fit Reb Shimon. And therefore, you know, what's it called? It's a upslug to Bar Kappara completely. Bar Kappara, what he thought he learned from Rebbe, obviously, is not the case from this Braisa. Okay, Rashi. Leman Shari, Kolomar, Leman Minayu Moldeba Deloboy Lifluge. Right, if you left out this case, that means that one of them, right, changed his shita when it comes to this case, and they don't argue. Who would change his shita? Reb Yossi wouldn't hold your only chayiv one by Basachas if he holds your chayiv two by Kolo. Elam Reb Yossi Moldeba has to be Sukolo, the Chad Minayu Kodim, Reb Yossi Achron Chal, the Basachas Miboy. If where it's Isser Chalal Isser, but it's Isser Kolel, Reb Yossi holds Yechayiv too. Surely where it's not Isser Chalal Isser, when they come together, Yechayiv too. Elalav Reb Shimon. Umide Moda b'malika shmaminoa dohot the polig b'hanach heichad Yisramu b'kolel the polig. Avo b'Isser Basachas mechayiv tarte v'tiyufte the bar kapara tiyufte. Okay, let's go on. Now going back just to explain the case before. Zor Shishimesh Meshabbos, Bimai. Says a Zor was Meshamesh on Shabbos. What did he do that he's Chayev, what's it called? He's Chayev for Shabbos and for Zoros. What Malacha did he do? Ibi Shchita, Shchita Bezor Kseir. Shchita, a Zor can be Shochet. Right? The Halacha of Kohuna only starts from Kabbalah Saddam and onwards. But a Zor can be Shochet. So, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos b'shchita because it's not Navod. It's what's it called. The Zohar is allowed to do it. Right? Even on Shabbos. The Ibe Kabbalah v'holocha tilkul b'almahu. Elamai is Mechabal Adam and brought to his Veach. That's not a Malacha. It's Sam tilkul b'almah. So there's no issue in that. So he wouldn't be Chayiv an Issa, what's it called, a Melech Shabbos for carrying the Dam. Ibe Haktorah. And it's inside the Beis HaMikdash, so he's not over on Hotzor or Havor or whatever, right? It's not the Rishus HaRabim. Iba HaKtorah, if it's talking that he burnt the, what's it called, the Evorim, so Hom Rabbi Yossi Havor Alav Yotzer. Rabbi Yossi himself says that Havor is the only Alav. There's no Chatas on Havor. And that's the thing, right? And it's not Bishul, because you're burning it. So it's only burning. Omer of Acha bar Yaakov b'shchitas parashul kohen gadol. He shechted the par of a kohen gadol, which is only the kohen gadol can shecht that. So there he's over mishum zorus. A zor isn't allowed to do that, right? So he's mechal Shabbos and he's also a zor. So k'divrei ha'omer shchitas parashul kohen gadol b'zor p'suva. So Omer says he hachi my ire zor afilu kohen hegit nami. Only the kohen gadol can do it. So it's not an Indian of Zor, it's an Indian he's not the Kohen Gadol. Because even a Kohen Hegi can't do it. Anybody who's not the Kohen Gadol can't do it. Where it says, Shazor Etzlo Kamer. It doesn't mean real Zor, it means something that he is not qualified to do. And a Hanani, even a Kohen couldn't do it. But he can't do it either, because he's not qualified to do it, because only the Kohen Gadol can do it. Maskif Loravashi Mide Chatos Tony. What are you asking this question? You're trying to find an Isser Shabbos that's Chayav Achatas. So you have a hard time if it can't be Shchita, it can't be Halacha, whatever. Ilav, Olav Tzani. We're trying to find a Lav, right? Ela Isuri B'Alma Kachoshiv. It's not talking about what's it called Chatos. So much Sfam Isurim. Right? Let's see Rashi, and therefore what? Shchita b'zor k'sheira, ve'ein kan zoros. Tiltul b'almahu, ve'ein kan el shvus. Now, it normally would be a shvus. In the Beis HaMikdash, if it's l'tzorech avod, it's mutter. But it's, otherwise, it's a shvus, and this is the Rabbanan. Iba haktora b'yosi heichi mechayiv chatas mishum Shabbos. Because so k'dayt echatas mechayiv le. Now we think that you have to be chayiv chatas. According to b'yosi, havor is only a lav. Om b'yosi perutam havor a lav yotza. The shchitas parashul kohen gadol biyom kippurim, shchitas av malachahi. Then shchitas an av malacha, because no one but the kohen gadol is allowed to shecht. So if the zor shechted, right, he's mechal shabbos. Umishum zoris nami ika kedivrei omer biyuma beperek torah pekalti shchitas paro bezor psuva. Versus afilu kohen hegit nami the haman the pasul yolif tama mi aron v'chuka. There has to be aron, not kohen gadol. Dechsiv v'hikri v'aron, dechsiv v'sof ha'parashel l'chok olam. It's ma'akev. Dechol heicha dechsiv chuka ikuvahu. Alma aron dafka, has to be dafka aron. Hachi garsir, midi chatos tani, olavik tani. Doesn't say chatos, lav. Isurim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, that havar is the lav, so what? Mamais, it's an extra isur. We're not going to be chayiv chatos over here. Isurim with the kechoshet. Right? In other words, you're trying to find out how many Isurim, not how many Chatos you're going to be over. And what Nafkamina, Lamai Nafkamina. So why do we want to know how many Isurim you're over if it's not Nafkamina to get Malkus or to get a Chatos? What's a Nafkamina? Lamai Nafkamina, Lekovro Ben Rishon Gemurim. So that's what this has to do with what we had before. We had before that it's possible that when it says Isur Chalal Isur, it doesn't mean that you're going to be high of two Chatos. But it means that it's as if you did both Isurim, even though they don't take effect, both of them. But you did both of them, and therefore you're going to not be allowed to be buried with the lesser a Rishayim, you're going to have to be buried with a bigger Rishayim. And that is a similar case over here, where this machlokas has nothing to do with how many chatos you're going to be over, but just how bad a guy you are, how many bad things you did, and where we're going to bury you. Okay, Mishnayim Shekidshu Shtei Noshim. Reuben and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. Ubishas Knisos and Lechupa Hechlifu Eshalzeh Lazeh, the Eshalzeh Lazeh. When it came time for a chuppah, they swapped wives. That's what the Gemara thinks in the beginning. So Reuven decided he's not interested in Rachel, and he was Machnis Leah, and Shimon decided he'd rather have Rachel. So they swapped wives at the time of the chuppah. Harei elu chayovim mishum eishes ish. So now when they live with their wife, who's not really their wife, because they married the other woman, had to make kiddush another woman. So when they live with the woman that they swapped, they're chayav mishum eishes ish, because each one's living with somebody else's wife. Vimhoyu achim, if the two, Reuven and Shimon, were brothers, mishum eishes ach, then they're also osur mishum eishes achiv, right? He's living with his brother's wife. Vimhoyu achoyos, and if the girls were sisters, mishum eishes ach, eishel achosa, then he's also living with his wife's sister. Vimhoyu nidos, and if on top of all of that, they were nidas, mishum nida. And they live with them, they're what's it called, they're also a nida. Umafrishin osom shlosha chadashim, and before we let them go back to their original husbands, this is what doesn't speak about, how in the world do we let them go back to their original husbands if they swapped wives, right? They're also on each other, right? But we separate them for 3 months, shema muberesen, because maybe they're pregnant, and we'll think that they got pregnant from their real husband after we let them go back and live with them. And really, they got pregnant from the other man, from the, what's it called, from the other husband, the other one's husband. And the children are mamzerim, because they're born from Eishasish. So in order to distinguish if the children are kosher or not, you have to wait 3 months. In 3 months, we know that if she gives birth in less than 6 months, then it's from the first husband. If she gives birth, what's it called? If she gives birth in 9 months, we know it's from the first husband. And if she gives birth, what's it called, 6 months later, we know that it's from the second husband. Because less than 6 months, she surely couldn't give birth. The imhoyu ktanos she'enem u'yus lele. If they're ktanos who couldn't get pregnant, then there's no shash over there. Then machzir noso miyad. Then we let them remarry their right spouse immediately. Vimhoyu kohanos nitzlu mina truma. However, if they were kohanos, they're apostle from truma because they became zonos by living with somebody who's osur to them. Each one lived with somebody who's osur to her since she was at least an Eishes Ish. Okay, Rashi. They can't go back to their rightful husbands for 3 months. Maybe they're pregnant from the other man. And the children will be mamzerim. You need 3 months to distinguish whether these children are from the first man or from their real husband. They shouldn't attribute the children to their real husband and they think they're kosher, when really they're mamzeru. Imhayu kohanos, more in the forest. More explain what it means if they were kohanos, the pasul from truma, they're more than pasul from truma, they're also to their husbands also. Okay, Rashi. Hichlifu, it's mashma, like we learned the Mishnah, that it's talking where they swapped wives. Midi birshiyaski, I'm talking about Rishoyim, people who got married to one woman, then decided in the end that they didn't like them and they swapped wives with somebody else. So, hadatani Rebchia, harihan kan sheshes rechatos. Right? Rebchia said on this Mishnah that there are 16 chatos total that are going to have to be brought by these four people. Four chatos each one. Right? Even mezid mika korban. We're talking about mezid, they did it on purpose. There's no korbanos. Korbanos only if you did it b'shogeg. Rav Yehuda Tani Huchlifu. Right? Don't read in the Mishnah Hichlifu. They swapped, but they were swapped. In other words, by accident, by mistake. They got the wrong one. They were pretty close to each other or whatever, and they got the wrong one. right? They mixed them up. They got the wrong one. Or especially if they were sisters. Maybe they're identical twins. And they swapped that. They got them mixed up. Who was who? And maybe the brothers were identical brothers. So they have identical brothers marrying identical twin sisters, and they got mixed up. Hochinami mistabra makes sense to say that it didn't happen on purpose. Diktani sefer im hayu ktanos she'inam ruis leiv machzirin also miyat. If they were ktanos, they can go back to their original husbands immediately. V'bemezid misharya. If what's it called? If they were bemezid, then a woman who lives with somebody who's not her husband, right? Bemezid is also to her husband. Samara says lokasha pisui ktana onis ninu. The onus be Israel mishra shori. No, could be that it was bemezid, and taka the man is chayiv chorus or whatever. But the girl, since she's a ktana doesn't have any das. So even her mezid is considered onus, because what's it called? The husband seduced her, and she doesn't really have any das of her own, and therefore it's considered onus. And by a regular Jewess, not a Kohen's wife, if it's onus, she's allowed to go back to her husband. So here, pitui ktan is an onus. So there it's talking where the husband was mazik. It's no proof from the fact that she can go back to her original husband that it wasn't bemazik. Could be bemazik. Since she was a ktana, it's considered by her that she was, it was against her will. She has no will. And therefore, she's allowed to go back to her husband. Where it says, Ela diktani mafrish and also shloshe chadoshin, shema muboros hain, Holab Mubarasharian from the other part of the Mishnah. We separate them 3 months. Forget about the Ketana. Regular woman. Right? That needs 3 months. She's not a Ketana. Mashma, if it wouldn't be for the Chash of that she's pregnant and the child's a mamzer, we'd let her go back to her husband immediately. How could she go back to her husband? If it was Mazid, and we're talking about two Gedolim, the husband and the woman are both Gedolim and a Gedola, then how could she ever go back to live with her husband? Right, she lived with somebody else, not the onus. Ibn Mezid Misharia, Elalav Shmamina, Huchlefu Shmamina. So it must be that you have to read in the Mishnah that it happened by accident, not that they swapped on purpose. Okay, Rashi. Sheyesh Sheshesre Chatos, Lechol Echad Arba. Each one has 4 Chatos. Vechein Lenoshim, same thing goes for the women. So there's 4 people involved here, 2 men, 2 women. 4 chatos each is a total of 16 chatos. The al shneim who omer v'nichrusu hanefashos ha'osos, right? The women are just as guilty as the men, right? The one is for equality of the sexes, and women are just as chayiv as men are. Okay, the huf, what's it called? Hushvu noshim la noshim l'chol dinim shebetorah, all onshim shebetorah. Right? There's no discrimination. Women get nisa just like men get chiyuv nisa. The onus be Israel mishra shori lebaiva, right? By Israel, if a woman is raped, forced to live with somebody who's not her husband, so the halacha is she's allowed to go and live with her husband again, because since it was an onus, right? We learned it from last week's sedra. The he lo nisposa, she wasn't forced, but if she was forced, then there's no iser. Then she's mutter to her husband. That's only by an ashes Israel. But an Ashes Kohen, right, even forced, since Lamaisa, she lived with somebody that's not her husband, or somebody that's also to her, she, what's it called, became a Zona. That she has a din of a Zona, which is Nivala Lepasula. Anybody who has Bia with somebody who's Pasul to her becomes a Zona, and a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Zona. He's not allowed to live with a Zona, even if he's married to her already. After 3 months, they can go back to their husband. How could it be? Right? If it was b'mezid, even though they're gedolos, right, it can't be that it was b'mezid. It must be that it was b'shogig. What's it called? And that's considered onus. It was an accident, wasn't on purpose, and therefore they're still mutter to their husband. Where it says, Uman Haitana, the Isle Isr Kolel, the Isr Mosif, the Isr Basachas, right? Who's the Tana who holds that in all these cases, Isr Chalal Isr? Right? We had before that maybe they only hold it the Isr Basachas, and only Isr Mosif, and Isr Kolel, that's the order.
Right? The most mistaber that it is chal is where it's not isur chal isur, where they come together. Right? Even if they don't come together, but one's mosif in that isur itself, that's also mistaber that there isur chal isur. Right? And then, even isur kolel, where it's not more in that isur, but it's more things are usur, there also, do we say migul, that it's chal on this, it's chal on this too. So, who holds in all these cases that we say isur chal isur? Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Rav Meir. It goes according to Rav Meir. We only have that Rav Meir holds in all these cases, what's it called? Because Rav Meir, we'll see, in this Brisa, adds a case where it now includes all the cases of Isur Chal Isur. Let's see Rashi first. The Man Haitana, the Masnisan, the Isle Isur Chal Isur, Bein Al Yidei Kolo, Bein Be Isur Mosif, Bein Al Yidei Bazachas. They hold in all the cases Isur Chal Isur. Kigon, Elu, in this case, Menishna's case, all these things are represented. Kigon, Kigon Elu Shechayoven Arba Chatos. Like Rav Chiya said on this Mishnah, that they're going to have to bring a total of four chatos, and the Mishnah itself mentions what isurim there are, right? If they were stam eishes ish, and if they were brothers, and if the girls were sisters, and if they were nidos. All the cases, they're going to be chayiv, an extra chatos. So that means that all these isurim are chal, one on the other. So now let's see how they're chal. Shekidish ruven yisrochel, tchila, nesra al shimon, mishum eishes ach, the eishes ish. The Hainu Basachas. First thing is Basachas, is Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach. When Reuven married, what's it called, Rachel, so Rachel became usher to Shimon because she's a married woman, and she's also his brother's wife. And those came at exactly the same time. So that, if we say that both Yisurim are Chal, it's because we hold that Basachas, they're Chal. Ukemechayiv leitana didana tarvayu. And the Tamishna and the Tana says they're Chayiv for both things. Masha, they have to bring two chatos. Chazer Shimon v'kiddush Leah. Now Shimon went and married the sister, Leah. Migul da'asri lehanach kedushin b'kulu shar achvisa mishum achos isha. Asri nomi be'isha sachid mishum achos isha. The afal gav da'asura levakayma. Even though she's ushered him already, because it's his brother's wife and she's a married woman, now that he married her sister, he becomes ushered to more women than just her. He becomes usher to all the other sisters that are. So that's Isur Kolel. Right? Since he becomes usher to the other sisters, he becomes usher to her also as, what's it called, as a wife sister. Right? As a wife sister. So now, not only is he usher to her because it's his brother's wife and she's a married woman, he's also usher to Rachel because it's his wife sister. And that Isur is Chal al Isur because of Kolel. So we have now Isur Basachas is Chal, one on the other, and Isur Kolel is Chal on the other, one on the other. The Hainu Isur Kolel. Tadayin Rochel Zumuteris L'Ruvein Baila. Right? And still, this woman is mutter to her original husband. Rochel is mutter to her husband. Pirsa Nida. If, let's say now, Rochel, the original wife, became a Nida, Migo Disosif Isur Alol L'Gabi Baila, now she's auster to her husband also, because she's a Nida. So she's usher now, even though she's usher to Shimon already for three reasons. She becomes usher for a fourth reason, because that's Isur Mosif. Right? She was only usher, Rachel was only usher to him, till now. But mutter to her husband. Now Rachel became usher to her husband too. So Migu, that she became usher to her husband because of Nida, the Isur Nida's Chal on Shimon too. Mishum Nida, Isosif Bonomi, Isur Lagabi Shimon, Hari Isur Mosif. So of all three cases. Right, the Isser of Basachas, which is Eishes Ach and Eishes Ish, the Isser Kolel, which is Achos Isto, and the Isser of Mosif, which is Nida. So our Mishnah represents Isser Chal Isser in all three different possibilities. Rav Meir, the Tanya, where do we see Rav Meir holds in all three cases? We say Isser Chal Isser. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayiv alea arba chatos. It's possible to eat one kezayis, and you're going to be chayiv four chatos for that one kezayis. Four separate isurim for one kezayis. V'oshem echad, and one oshem. Four chatos and one oshem. What is it? Tomei, a person who's tomei, she'ochal chelev, he ate chelev, v'hu noser, and that chaylev was left over from a carbon, which is also mishum noser, min ha-mukdashim, who noser min ha-mukdashim, right, it's left over from a carbon, the Yom HaKippur, and he did it on Yom Kippur. Right, he, what's it called, hit the jackpot. Okay. Reb Meir Omer, Reb Meir adds another one. That's not enough. Im hoysa Shabbos, right, if it was also Shabbos and Yom Kippur, v'hotzio b'fiv, and he carried it out into Rishus HaRabim in his mouth, chayav. Even though Tosus points out, even though it says if you carry something in your mouth, it's a shloka derech, and you're not going to be chayav achatos, that's only things that don't belong in your mouth. But food is gederech, and therefore if you carry food in your mouth, you are chayav achatos. Chayav. Amrulo eno min hashem. So they said to him, no, that's not the same, that's not isser of eating, that's an isser of carrying. So that doesn't count. We're trying to find where because of the mice of eating, you're going to be chayav separate isurim. Not that you can find another isser, right, that has nothing to do with the eating, that has to do with the carrying. So they don't count Reb Meir. But we'll see now from all these cases, all of them are included, but you need Reb Meir to have all three. The Tanakhama wouldn't have, what's it called, one of them. Also, there's another thing, why does it say Shabbos? You're not like carrying Yom Kippur. So Rashi, both Rashi and Tosfos say, there's a machlokus whether you're allowed to carry in Yom Kippur or not. Yesh eruv v'hutzah b'yom kippurim. This Tana holds that you're allowed to carry in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur isn't also in carrying. What? Reb Meir, alright. Right. Reb Meir would hold like that Tana who holds that ein eruv v'hutzah b'yom kippurim. And Reb Meir, he holds, if it's Shabbos, that's when you're chayev on hutzah, but not on Yom Kippur. Rashi, arba chatos, mishum tuma, the ochel kodshim betuma saguf bekari, since he's eating kodshim, even though it's an osur, but it was kodshim, right, he's still chayiv, if you eat kodshim betuma saguf, you're chayiv koris. Umishum chaylev, he's also because chaylev is chayiv koris. Umishum noser, and it's left over from a carbon, you're chayiv noser is also, what's it called, chayiv koris. Umishum yom kippur, and he's eating on Yom Kippur, is also chayiv koris. The Asher Me'ilos, and since he ate something that was Kodesh, he's also Chayiv in Asher Me'ilos. The Afilu Kohen Legabe Emurim Zorhu, because since he ate the Chaylev is not part of the Korban that even the Kohen's allowed to eat. So even a Kohen is a Zor Legabe Emurim, he's over on Me'ila. Right? Anything where it has a Heter to the Kohanim, there's no Me'ila. But this has no Heter to the Kohen, therefore it's Me'ila. Im Hoysa Shabbos, Avo Mishum Yom HaKippurim Lo Haivim Mechayiv Hautzah. But because of Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be chayiv for carrying. The kesavar ain eru votzol Yom Kippurim, because Reb Meir holds like the Tana who holds that there's no eru votzol for Yom Kippur. In other words, you don't have to have an eruv, and there's no din of votzol on Yom Kippur. The hachim is the forest decreases. This is how the Gemara explains it increases. Alma isel Reb Meir kula. So you see from the fact that Reb Meir says all these cases, he holds all the different possibilities of isur chal isur. Why? The ha'acha mishenotra behemazu v'hi chulin, when the animal was born and it was chulin, it nesra chelba b'achila mutar b'hanah. Right? The chelav was also b'achila b'kares, but you're allowed to have hanah from chelav. Chelav, it says, ye'osa l'chom malacha. Right? That you're allowed to have hanah. Chelav is only also b'achila mutar b'hanah. So originally when this animal was born, the isur chelav was chal on its chelav. Now, hukdisha, now you were makdish this behema. So now the chelev became more awesome. Migol dis osif, isur hanoa la chelev, mishum kotchim. Now the chelev is osur bahanoa too, because it's kotchim. That's isur mosif. Now this chelev is not only osur b'achila, it's even osur bahanoa because of kotchim. So isur mosif is chal, and the isur kotchim is chal on the chelev. Isosif beinomi isur achila mishum zorus. Afagav the osur v'koy b'achil, even though it was osur tin to begin with, it now becomes more osur because it's an isur mosif. Havele nosur, now this chelev was left over more than the regular time of the carbon, it became nosur. Nigod isosif isur l'mizbeach, mishum nosur isosif nomi l'koy, mishum nosur, that's isur mosif too. Now it's not only osur to eat, it's osur to put on the mizbeach too. Until now it was mutter to put on the mizbeach. Now it's osur to put on the mizbeach also. Hari Hanach, Trey, Mishum, Isur Mosif. Both of these are Chal because they're Isur Mosif. Nitma, now it became Tameh. Zesh, Arash, Avoyamutr, Bechatichos, Boser Kodesh. So the guy became Tameh. Till now, he was mutter to eat other kachim. Couldn't eat this, but he could eat other kachim. The akshav neser bohen. Now he's also in other kachim too. That's kolim. Right? Not only is he also to this, also to other things too. There's more things that he's also to. Not more iser in the thing that he's also, more things that he's also to. Migo de mitzvah b'shar chatichos mishum tuma, neser nami b'zum mishum tuma. So the iser is chal on this one too, iser tuma, because it's an iser kolel. It's kolel more other things. Behind the iser kolel. Havi le yom ha-kippurim, now all of a sudden it becomes Yom Kippur. Migo de mitzvah b'chulin mishum yom ha-kippurim. Right, since he was also on, even now it's also on, till Yom Kippur he was mutter to eat other things. Now he can't eat anything. It's just an iser kolel. So all we have now is Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. But we don't have Isser Basachas in the Tanakhama. In the Tanakhama, the only thing we see that Isser Chal Isser is Mosif and what's it called in Kolel. But we don't see Basachas, right, what's it called, clearly. Reb Meir now adds on, not only that, he's also Chai for carrying on Shabbos within his mouth. Alma Isser Isser Basachas Chai. Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur came at the same time. So they're chal, when Yom Kippur came, Shabbos came. They're both chal at the same time, and therefore, what's it called, they're what's it called, ukesh, kiddush hayom, cholol of Isser achilas Yom Kippur, the Isser Shabbos, the Meir is Isser basachas also. So in Reb Meir, we see all three things, mosif, kolol, basachas, and Reb Meir holds your chai v'chatas for each one, because Isser chal Isser in all the cases. What? No, he was only over when he went out. But the Isser was there from the beginning. The Isser is chal. There's an Isser to carry on Shabbos. That Isser came at the exact same time that it was also for him to eat on Yom Kippur. He didn't eat right away either. He ate in the, by Mila time, right, when he got hungry. So, but the Isser was chal on him to begin with. So that doesn't depend on when you're over the Isser. It depends on when the Isser is chal on him.